In every Taekwondo class, the kicks and punches might look the same, but behind each movement lies a philosophy. Five simple words that shape every student's journey: respect, modesty, integrity, courage, and indomitable spirit. Today, we meet a Taekwondo student learning what it really means to live those five tenets.
차렷! 경례! 준비! 시작!
Our story begins with the first tenet, respect.
Back when I was in third grade, I thought Taekwondo was just about looking cool and fighting. But the very first thing that was taught was how to bow. It's about respect. You bow to your instructors, your classmates, and even to the space you train in.
Do you feel it affects your life outside of training?
Definitely. I've noticed that I've gotten more patient and respect with people. Respect is in the dojang turns into the kindness into the everyday life.
The second tenet is modesty.
What does modesty mean to you in Taekwondo?
It means not showing off, no matter how good you get. There's always someone better. Being modest keeps you grounded. When I earn a belt or win a medal, I try to remind myself it's not about proving that I'm better. It's about proving I've grown.
So, it's about pride in progress, not pride in power?
Exactly. Modesty keeps you humble and open to learning new things.
Can you share a time when integrity was tested in your training?
While practicing self-defense, an assistant instructor didn't notice that I didn't have a black striped tape to my belt. Approached to teach me a self-defense technique meant for higher ranks at the same belt. So I decided that I'm not on that level yet and proceeded to hone the current technique meant for my rank.
Integrity really shapes who you are, doesn't it?
Yeah, it reminds me that I'd rather practice the same thing a few more times and be honest of what I am meant to learn.
Courage, the tenet that separates fear from growth.
When did Taekwondo push you to be courageous?
My first tournament, I was terrified, especially with my opponent being much taller than me. I wasn't sure if I was even going to land a hit on my opponent, but I remember our instructor once said, "Courage isn't about absence of fear. It's a decision to face it." I step up and shook all the fear that was in my body. I felt light. When my opponent came in for a kick, I countered with a spinning hook to the head.
That kind of courage, does it help you outside the training grounds too?
All the time, ever since I started to join Taekwondo, I have faced all kinds of fears, and it encouraged me to be more free and get out of my comfort zone to reach new heights.
And finally, indomitable spirit, the will to never give up.
How do you understand the tenet, indomitable spirit?
It means refusing to give up, surpassing your limits. There were times where I injured myself during a kick. It was painful, but it was part of training. I thought to myself that I won't improve if I let the pain consume me, so I got back up and surpassed that limit. Taekwondo reminds you to get up one more time, then you fall. That's the indomitable spirit.
You must have a really strong will.
Taekwondo doesn't just teach me how to fight. It teaches me how to stand tall no matter what comes my way.
Respect, modesty, integrity, courage, indomitable spirit. The five tenets that shape not just martial arts, but people of character. For this student, each lesson on the mat becomes a lesson in life. In the end, every bow is a promise to live with discipline, to walk with humility, and to carry the spirit of Taekwondo beyond the dojang. This is the way of the five tenets.